Welcome to Let's Talk More Confidence, a podcast dedicated to providing you the knowledge to become more confident in your wellness journey. I'm your host, Aaliyah Irvin. So let's jump into today's topic. Well, hello, Confidence Squad. We're back for season two of the podcast, Let's Talk More Confidence. I'm just here sipping some tea because my allergies are like at a 10. I really wanted to say at a 1,000 out of 10, but you know what I mean. So if you hear some little breaks, that's what that is. But, I just had this epiphany during the break between season one and season two. And I knew that I wanted to do like a different format. I just wanted to kind of get season one out there, get it in the books, say that it was done, and then kind of switch up the format. But then I just had this, like I said, this epiphany that I really needed to kind of stick to running. I know season one was about running, but before we get into all that, right, let's do a check-in. How are we doing today? What's going on? I already told y'all my allergies are at a 10. So I am from the Midwest and my allergies have been bad since I can remember. I mean, I remember my youths in the summer, my youth years. I don't know why I said it like that. Anyway, I can remember being a kid sitting in the window, like just trying to breathe. And so I'm from Ohio. And summers are hot and humid. So it was just like breathing in still air. Like it wasn't helping, but anything I could do to get like just a better breath. I wouldn't say it's there. I just came off from having COVID. Now I'm vaccinated, boosted, but somehow, some way, COVID caught me slipping. And it just is what it is. Like luckily I had a very mild case. And I believe I had a mild case because I am vaccinated. Say what you want about vaccinations. I'm not here to tell you to get one, not to get one. It's just not my place. Like, you do what you want to do. I did what I wanted to do. And me and my girls caught COVID. One of my children was very asymptomatic. You know, she could not have brought it home. Like, so at the time that I tested, only two of us was positive. So it's either between me and her. My vote is on her. But very mild case, recovered fairly quickly. But as soon as COVID was over, my allergies was like, hello, I'm here. Did you miss me? Because I mean, my allergies was bothering me before COVID. And it was just like this strange, like my daughter had been like blowing her nose kind of thing. And I kind of like waved it off like, oh, you know, maybe like allergies are like springing back up because I mean, it is spring. So that's what they do. They spring. It's just crazy that, you know, one after the other happened that way. And it was like, oh, I'm done with COVID because actually I thought like COVID had gotten worse. Like I was like, I feel that week itself was just crazy. So Tuesday of the week that I caught COVID, I had an EEG. And so for EEGs, they want you to be sleepy if you do not have seizure episodes. So the EEG is just a follow-up because I have this unknown tremor. Like they don't know what the cause of it is from. So they're trying to deduce like what is causing the tremor. So I had one before. It came back with a reading of a possibility for seizures. Not that I'm having seizures, just that, you know, my brain activity shows that there's a possibility. So I take anti-seizure medicine because of this. And we were hoping that it would stop the tremors. I've taken it in the past. It has helped the tremors in the past. It is not helping the tremor. So they said, listen, come back in for a 2-hour EEG. Let's see what's going on. So essentially, I had to go to bed after midnight and wake up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning. They say you're supposed to get 3 hours of sleep. Now, this is how they do the math. So, like, me counting, I'm like, midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 hours of sleep. But listen, they're the doctors. I just listened, went to sleep after midnight, and woke up at 4 a.m. So, I'm exhausted because I did not go to sleep right at midnight. I went to sleep closer to 1 o'clock. Woke up right at 4 a.m. And because I am getting no sleep, I have to do stuff to stay active. So I go work out. And I mean, my workout is like slow and long because I'm tired. I'm just like kind of going through the motions. And then I get to the EEG and she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm tired. And so she's like, okay, let's do the sleep portion first. Which I mean, I fell asleep for some of it, not all of it. Like I think I was supposed to sleep for an hour, but you're in this strange bed. Like I could hear her. Like I am not a very solid sleeper. I wouldn't call myself a light sleeper, but especially in that like first part of me falling asleep, if there's like a lot of noise, it will keep me awake. So like I don't even remember like falling asleep because I could hear her like typing on the keyboard. Her mouse kept falling off her desk, I guess. I don't know if she was intentionally making noise or what, but anyway, I do the EEG, I come home, and you know, now I'm just overly tired. So when I'm overly tired, I can't really go back to sleep. So I come home, I lay down, I eat a late breakfast because I get there at like 7:45 and then I don't get back home till 11. So I'm like starving, eat breakfast. I'm just laying like vegging out, watching TV, catching up on my shows, you know, trying to waste time because I have PT later that day at 2 o'clock. And I go to PT and, you know, I'm telling him like I'm tired, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever. That's my day. I get to go to sleep early. I'm like, I'm coming home. I'm taking my muscle relaxers and the rest of my medicine. And I'm going to bed as soon as I can. So I go to bed 9 a.m., whatever. Wake up on Wednesday and I'm still tired, which I wake up in the middle of the night because my left nostril, it just like gets inflamed from my allergies. And so like, I just wake up, I'm trying to blow my nose. I can't blow my nose because it's really stuffy, not stuffy. It's just irritating for my allergies. So I don't really get good sleep Tuesday night into Wednesday. So I'm still exhausted and it's like, you know, you really never make up sleep. So I'm like, well, maybe I can take a nap, whatever. That doesn't happen because I have to work. And I'm like, I'll just go to sleep early again on Wednesday. Well, work is causing problems for me. And not like these huge problems. You know, a class was canceling off the schedule. So I go in to talk to the class. The class is at 5:40 a.m. Now, I don't really get up on a regular day basis until like 6:15. So I'm like, oh, I gotta get up at 5 o'clock. After all these times of not sleeping, I have to get up at 5 o'clock. So I just do my due diligence. I go to sleep early. I get in bed and I'm asleep at 9 o'clock. I'm already tired, so it's not that hard. Alarm goes up at 5 o'clock. It's not like a struggle for me to get up. I feel like I got a good night's sleep. Whatever, I go in and talk to the class and I'm, you know, just at work for a couple of hours before I come back home. And I'm at the front desk talking to one of my coworkers or whatnot. And then I finally go back to my office and I'm like, my hands are really cold. And I just get the chills. And I'm like, why am I cold? I don't understand it. Like, it's not that cold in the office. What is going on? So I just say, you know what? I'm going home. And I was supposed to take my son to track practice. Well, he tells me he doesn't feel good, so he's not going to track practice. So I'm like, I'm tired. I'm cold. He doesn't feel good. He just took a 3-hour trip on a bus full of kids. All right, son, what's wrong with you? Like, and he's like, I just got a headache. I'm like, okay, everybody taking a COVID test. So I go take this COVID test. The control line lights up. And that test line lights up so fast. Like, I wasn't even paying attention. But 5 minutes later, I glance over and I'm like, it says I got COVID. Okay, so I take another one. Other one says I got COVID. So I'm walking around like, everybody got to take a COVID test, right? So tell my son, make sure you're taking this COVID test. Grab my daughters, like, y'all need to take a COVID test. I'm doing their COVID test. And my brain says, well, those two tests came in the same box. Maybe that box is faulty. So let me try to get a test out of this box that has 5 in it and see if it says something different. So I test my daughters, myself, and my son is testing himself. I get another COVID positive test, and my middle child, she's the eldest daughter, also positive. The littlest one, nothing. She doesn't have COVID. My son doesn't have COVID. I'm really trying to sip this tea to like calm my throat, because the more I talk, the more it gets irritated. But I'm like, ugh. All right, we got COVID. So my daughter's test is not as deep in pigmentation as my test is. Like, it's a definitive line, but it's not as dark as mine. So I say, well, let's take another one of yours just to be sure. You know, the little one, I'm like, you know, you don't have COVID, go away. Retest my daughter, line still comes up. It's a little deeper this time, but it comes up. So I'm like, oh, me and you are isolated in the room. So we're just in the room. My littlest daughter now, her and the other one are best friends. Let's just put it that way. They are tied at the hip, and the littlest one is underneath me all the time. So she is now by herself, and she doesn't know what to do. I mean, my son is a teenager. He doesn't want anything to do with the rest of the house. So a little one keep coming in the room. Hey, what y'all doing? Hey, what's going on here? Hey, and I'm like, girl, stop coming in here. You're going to get COVID. Because we're in a room chilling. No mask on. The window's not open. Like, nothing. I'm like, you're just coming in breathing this toxic COVID air. So I'm like, listen, if you need to come talk to us, put your mask on. But otherwise, just don't come in here. I said, if you need to. Monday comes and the littlest one is supposed to go back to school. Like, hey, we're going to test you before you go to school because I'm not sending you to school with COVID. The faintest line pops up. She has COVID and she is bawling her little eyes out. I want to go to school. I know you do, baby, but you got COVID. All right, I'll test you again because this line is like a little iffy. We'll test you again and see what it say. Line's still there. Still light, but still there. Like, sorry, you got to stay home with us. We basically isolate for her full five days as well. So we're just in there, sardines, all together, going crazy. I can't watch any of my adult TV because I'm stuck in a room with a 6 and an 8-year-old. It's crazy. Okay. We tried to make the best of it. We did a spa night. You know, we had to eat in my room. Anyway, we do our little stint together. Basically spend like, I guess, 10 days together or so. And then we go back out into the world. You know. Oh, so I say that. Okay, so Saturday, right? I start. So my symptoms pop up around day 3. I have a mild tummy ache. I have a headache. And I think I have the headache because I am dehydrated. Like, I try to drink water and I'm like, oh my goodness, why does this water taste nasty? Like, it repulsed me, and that's all I drink is water. I mean, I'm drinking the tea because my throat, but I have my son go get me some ginger ale. And I drink the ginger ale. Finally, the headache goes away, but my stomach is still like not 100%. Like, during the middle of the day, I can't eat. But then I start coughing up, green things. And it tastes like I can, It's like, oh yes, that's the COVID virus, essentially. But by day 10, mucus is no longer green. You know, the tummy ache went away by day 6. Like, I was good. I was gravy. And then Sunday, I wake up and I'm like, oh, my throat. Do I have a sore throat? Do I still have COVID? Like, did COVID go away and come back? No, it's allergies. It is allergies. Like, as soon as COVID ended, my nose started getting stuffy again. My throat started getting itchy again. I mean, it is what it is. All right. We've been having some nice weather here in Seattle, Washington. I'm not living in Seattle. I live north of Seattle. Okay, so like I live in a tiny city, so I'm not going to tell you exactly where I live, but it's north of Seattle. And I say that purposely because I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And you know, you go off to college and people are like, yeah, I'm from Cleveland. Oh, you are? Oh, me too. Like, where do you go to high school? Euclid. Euclid is not Cleveland. Mentor. What? Parma. Those aren't Cleveland. So that's how I feel. Like, now I live in a suburb. And I'm not from Seattle. I don't live in Seattle. And I say that really respectable because I have a friend here. She is from South Seattle. You know, she lives in a suburb now, but she is from South Seattle. And I told her, I said, I respect that. I will never take it away because I'm from Cleveland. And if you say you're from Cleveland and you're not from Cleveland, I'm going to tell you that's not Cleveland. But anyway, we've been having some really nice weather here. So we've been outside, allergies and all. And that's why it's worse. Like, I felt like it was getting better. And then I'm like, oh, the sun's outside. Let me get out. Because, you know, we have rainy season on top of rainy season. So our rainy season goes from, if you want to start at fall through spring. So summer is the nice time. And so in spring, you have some dry days. And that's when you go outside. You go outside when you can. And I'm dealing with the consequences, but whatever. Okay, so changes to the show. I know I started off talking about my epiphany that I had. So the change of the show, it's not going to be dramatic. Like, you know, I am a personal trainer by trade. I went to school for exercise science. I have my master's in sports administration. So it's still going to be on the same lane. It's just going to be more focused on running. That's where we're at. We're focusing on running. We're going to talk about movement for running, strength for running. So I know I told you season 2 was going to be about strength. It is. But strength for runners. So you get it. I had an epiphany. I'm a runner. I love running. I've been running competitively since I was 11 years old. I ran AAU track and some other things. I went to college on a track and field scholarship. And I still run, even after all that. Now, we'll talk about college track, like, in detail. Like, you'll get stories of my heydays. But I didn't feel like I could really talk about running like that. I didn't want to be the person that says, like, oh, I run, so therefore I know about running. I went to school for exercise science, right? We talk about exercising. Running is a form of exercising. But really, you know, my strength is in strength. Like, I am a dope I'm just gonna cuss. So, you know, if you're like, oh, I thought this was like clean and goodness for my kids, I'm about to cuss. I am a dope ass personal trainer that can program the shit out of programs around strength. I'm just put it, I'm gonna toot my own horn here. This is, we're talking about confidence here. So I'm be confidently talking about the things that I do well. I just had this huge, big imposter syndrome when it came to talking about running, like continuously. Like, yeah, I could do that for a season. I could bring it up here and there. But I like talking about running. And then I started making these reels on Instagram and it's been picking up a lot of traction. And I've been having fun. Okay, so I started my Instagram account in 2015. It was the year I had my youngest, and I did it for a little accountability check for me. Like, hey, you know, you really like center focused on the middle kid, and you lost yourself. Like, I wasn't working out. I was not working out. And listen, I don't know a time in my life where I wasn't working out. You know, as a kid, you call it play. But I went from playing to working out. And when I had my middle daughter, I just was like, oh, I need to be a mom. And we'll talk about that because we'll just talk about a lot of things. But anyway, that's neither here or there. What I am getting to is I started the Instagram, my public page in 2015. And I've just been all over the place with it, really. It was just like a thing for me. And then I was like, you know, I started this business. Maybe I should like be more serious about it for my business. And I did. And I was still all over the place with it. But then I was like, I like making this running stuff. And you, the listener, are like, yeah, I like you making this stuff. Because I didn't want to feel like this imposter, like, hey, I ran, so therefore I can tell you how to run. I took a USA track and field certification. And oh my goodness, I love the certification. I don't even know how to really put it into words. Like, there was something, like a light just went off. First of all, for many different reasons. And the first reason being, I had these theories about running. So I've done a few half marathons, 5Ks, 10Ks, whatever. My theory about it was, you know, you needed speed first, and then you build on your endurance piece. But it was just a theory I've had. Like, I didn't learn about running at all in school. Like, you learn about the effects of exercise on the body as it deals to, you know, other health entities such as blood pressure, weight maintenance, that kind of thing. You don't really learn about we learn about aerobic and anaerobic activity. Let's just say that's the scent of it, but not really of how to train for a 5K, right? And so this is just the theory that I am holding in my head based off of the things that have worked for me. Because I was a sprinter in school, I did run cross country, and after my track and field career at college, I went on to just run as a hobby. And so that's how I trained, kind of like speed first. But I didn't really know if that was because I was a sprinter, because that is how we were always trained. I mean, my hurdle coach was the cross country coach. And so we would do a lot of hills, 200 repeats. Like, there wasn't a day where we just went on a 5 mile run. Like, that's not something that we just did. So, like, I just had this theory of this is how I was going to get the times that I wanted to get in these 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. And that is what worked for me. But I went into this training and they're all of them. We go over every section, right? Sprints, blocks, throws, long distance, and all of them. Acceleration, acceleration, acceleration comes first. Speed comes first. And I'm like, ha ha! My theory, it was right. Like, all this time, who would have thought? Then the other thing is, I learned new stuff that I didn't know before. And, you know, being in the field as long as I have, meaning fitness, you go to these different certifications or whatever, and it's just recycled of the same information, because really fitness doesn't change a lot, and it does. And I really don't know how to explain that into words. You think of it like fashion. Like, let's see. Is it the 90s? I don't know. 70s. Bell bottoms was in. And then that got recycled. We called them boot cut. In the, what, early 2000s? But you see things like, things that I wore as a kid. Like, you know, my son is wearing. As his Gen Z. Fashion recycles itself just like fitness does. And so there's still some scientific evidence behind some of the things that we put out there. And those things really don't change a lot. Depends on who's in the scientific study. But things that are changing is our approach to fitness. And so those are the things that I kind of want to talk about. I go into these certifications and it's just like you're hearing the same thing just in a different way. And it's not bad because I need to continuously hear these things, because it's just like the saying goes, you lose what you don't use. I always take something away and I'm grateful for that. But this track and field thing, it was like a whole new world. And I wanted to sing it so bad, but I can't, my throat. Okay, but yes, it was just like, okay, there's so much that I just didn't know about track. And I've been running since I was 11. So I've had a coach to coach me since I was 11. And you know, these coaches, they come and tell you these things, but they're not telling you the why. And, you know, at 11, 12, I'm not asking why. When I got in college, I asked a whole bunch of whys, because I had that kind of background knowledge of stuff. So why are we doing this again, coach? This really doesn't make sense. And they couldn't really articulate a response back, but that's neither here or there. This has went on for a long time. So I guess I had down that I was going to talk about like my own run story. But we'll kind of like jump in and out of that through episodes. I won't bore you with that whole story right now. This was kind of like a reintroduction of how the podcast would go. And I can't really believe that I talked this long at this time, because I do want to keep these episodes short. I want them into like edible episodes. You know, there's some episodes or podcasts that go on and on, and like my drive into work are like 20 minutes. So I feel like I want to listen to something that's about 20 to 30 minutes long, not an hour. And there's no knock, because I listen to podcasts that are hour long. It just takes me forever. What else? Oh, let's jump into this first. So what can you expect from these podcasts? So like I said, I want to keep them into like small chunks. About 30 minutes or less. We're still going to do a series styles. That is just so my brain can function on one thing at a time. There's so many moving parts in my life right now, and I want to kind of stick in some kind of structure with this podcast. And who knows, over time the format can change. I mean, it has already, with me going from we're going to talk about all kind of movement and wellness, now we're just going to talk about fitness and how it relates to running. How do I want to tie this up? See, this is where I got stuck at. And I didn't want to kind of keep like drawing on how we were going to wrap up this episode. So how about this? One, I'm going to sip some more tea. If you're not following me on social media, do so. I have a YouTube page, I have Instagram, I have Facebook. You can find all those links in the show notes. subscribe, like, rate, review, all those things. It's going to say that in the outro, but I'm going to say it here. Visit my website. Sign up for my newsletter. I promise I'm going to get that going again. People are probably like, I signed up for this newsletter and I ain't heard from Aaliyah in months. So the newsletter will start up again. I promise, my friends. But most importantly, share with your friends. I am so excited to talk to you all. You can DM me. You can email me anything about topics and all those things. I want to make this a relationship that goes both ways and not me just putting out content that is not relatable to you. I've had fun today, Confident Squad. I hope you have too. Go out, be well, and I'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk More Confidence. If you enjoyed today's podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to share with your friends. Let's keep in touch. Visit my website, AaliyahIrvin.com, or find me at the gram at Confident Aaliyah. Remember, confidence is a state of being. Until the next time.